Okay, we're up to Simon Shin Samach Dalit. We learned yesterday the fascinating halacha of Delosos. I told you this can possibly be the most important halacha in the entire Chelik Dalit, Nayelach Lemaisa. So we discussed that a real Mishnah, we read the Mishnah Berurah, went through the entire thing, and we focused on all the interesting parts. I just want to read with you today the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha. Bir halacha. But just review basically what is the halacha. The halacha is, let me just make sure. It's okay. We're up to Simon Shin Samach Dalid Sif Beis. We already finished Sif Beis. Let me just make sure. Okay, we're up to we finished Sif Beis. We're up to Sif Gimel. We have the Mishnah Berurah. Let's review outside and read the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, the halacha tells us that if you do have what is called a Rishus Harabim, and you wish to carry in the Rishus Harabim, the only tikkun is doors, which basically means you have to have at least four walls, and the two sides that are open, we're assuming that the city has walls, and there are openings for people to get in and get out. And we assume that these openings are larger than 10 amas. In a city, you don't have an opening that's 10 amas. In a city, you have large openings. The only way to properly enclose a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa is to construct doors. A Tzuras HaPesach is not enough. And certainly, a Lechi or a Korah is not enough. So the problem is, if you have to have actual doors, how then? Then the Mechaber discussed the option. The doors don't have to be actually closed at night. According to the first opinion, you must actually close the doors in the evening in order for the doors to be considered a rectification for the Rishus HaRabim. And then the Mechaber presented the minority opinion that the doors don't have to actually be closed, but they must be functional. The doors must have hinges. And if you would want to close them, you would be able to do so. Then it's a tikkun, even though the doors are actually open. Then we know the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that how come Bisman Hazeh, we have in our public places, the Rishus HaRabim, we have Tzuras HaPesach. We do not make use of, we don't require it to be closed and have doors on the open sides. So he said, because we are lenient, we hold that we do not have in our times a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. We halacha l'maisa accept the minority opinion back a couple of semanim ago that a Rishus HaRabim is only called a Rishus HaRabim if there are 600,000 people passing through this street every single day. And since that is in the other conditions, it has to be 60 amos wide, it has to be mefulash from end to end, and to be straight, there are so many conditions. We take this lenient approach, and if we do not have in our times a halachic Rishus HaRabim, therefore we don't need to have doors. It's enough to have in our times to have a Tzuras HaPesach. And he emphasized that this is a very great leniency, because also you have to remember we're not with the Rambam, because the Rambam says if you want to make a use of Tzuras HaPesach, you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is only good on two sides. It's not good for four sides. But the Mishnah Berurah says, don't ask so many questions. This has been accepted. May Olam, the leniencies of making a Ruvim in our public areas has been accepted going back forever. And therefore, that's how it is. But if you want to be Machmir, there's what to be Machmir. There's no question about Nefesh should be Machmir. If you want to be Machmir, and hold that our streets today are considered a Rishus HaRabim just by the fact that people, there are more than 10 people that frequent that area, absolutely, there is more than enough grounds to be of that opinion that it's a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, and you would require doors. Now there is one Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is on the next page. I thought it was on the next page. When I prepare this, to make sure. Okay, let's look at Bir Halacha of the Acha She'asalah. It's on this page 452. Page 452, V'achar She'asalah. Does everyone see what that is? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from Tavi. Achash Asolo, after you make...
There's a star there?
Yes, the star there. After you make the Tikkun Delosso, so when you have a Rishul Sarabim, and you prepare doors, then you are in business. Hine, Bevor Besiv Zeh, the Rishul Sarabim Bohi Delosso L'Kuli Alma. If you have a real Rishul Sarabim, you need doors. According to the first opinion of the Mechaber, it's not only enough to have doors, the doors must actually be closed in the evening for them to be considered a rectification. The second opinion, you don't have to actually close doors, but the doors must be functional. The imkain kosha al minako oilam. Okay, this is really a little bit of a repetition of the Mishnah Berurah. We had the Mishnah Berurah yesterday, the entire thing, word for word, but he's repeating some of the ideas. But this is difficult. Al minhag ha'olam shem nistav gim b'tzuras ha'pesach b'rishus ramshu rochav yidalid amo b'fulish mishan l'shar. Today, no, every metropolitan area, we rely upon telephone poles, and that we have a tzuras ha'pesach, and we don't have doors anywhere. But lismach al shita dilidon. The reason why today we are lean because we rely upon the opinion dilidon that for us in modern times less lon rishus sarabim gamba bagamkin kashim out. If you want to be lean and hold an hour, then hold that bisman as that we don't have a rishus sarabim deiraisam because we don't have 600,000 people traveling along a single street every single day. That's very difficult. The Mishnah Berurah says in the Berhalacha the BMS. Roiv Rishonim, Soivrim, most of the Rishonim are of the opinion, the Gam Vididon, Iko Rishus, Harabim, Ayn Bimishmos Yaakov, Shaykh Bezel, like we learned before, that the first opinion presented in the Shulchan Aruch is that a Rishus, Harabim, Deraisa, all it requires is an area that is shared by a group of people. How large is that group? It appears even 10 people. Even 10 people share that group, that is called a Rishus HaRabim De'oiraisa, and one needs doors, two walls and two doors. The Yim came. Kosha Lismach Al Zeb Isra Skila. Carrying on Shabbos from a Rishus Sayachet to a Rishus HaRabim, or carrying more than 4 amos in a Rishus HaRabim, is an Isra Misa, death penalty, Skila. How in the world then are we so lean? The Hanochin. So what then is the solution? So he says something here very important. The Soimchim al Shitas Harambam, the Pasak Rebbe Elazar, the Loy Osurabim Mavale Mechitzta, Ulidide Bevade Menatora Sagi Bitsura Sapesach. So he says something over here which did not say in the Mishnah Berurah, and a very important leniency. That this halacha that a Rishus Harabim requires doors, that's mentioned in the Mechaber as the only opinion. You should know the Mechaber has not told us the whole story. There is a minority opinion in the Gemara. Not the Rabbanan. This opinion, the Mechaber, is the opinion of the Rabbanan. But there's an opinion called Rabbi Eliezer, a minority opinion who holds that even Oirishus HaRabim De'oiraisa can be rectified with a Tzuras HaPesach. So even if you want to say that now times, in modern times, you go out into an area where you don't have 600,000 people traveling on a single street, but you have there more than 10 people, and you want to consider it in halacha, you want to be machmir, like the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and consider it to be a Rishus Sarabim De'oraisa, okay, fine, but you still don't need doors. It's enough to make a Tzuras HaPesach even in a Rishus HaRabim De'oraisa, like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, what's the longest? Because the reason why the Rabbanan are of the opinion that you need doors is because the Rabbanan hold that if people are traveling, if there are people that are walking back and forth, that and halacha we don't consider there to be mechitzos. When you have a Rishus Sayach, you have people, you're in your private area, there are walls. You don't have a tzibur that are walking back and forth over the boundary line. When a group of people walk over the boundary line in halacha, it's called osei rabim. The tzibur comes umevatle mechitzan, through their passing, it halachically nullifies any virtual wall you're trying to create with a tzuras hapesach. You put up poles, and it's a make believe wall. And now you have over here 1,000 people that are walking under the poles, or walking like they don't even know there are poles in the Tzuras of Pesach. The Rabbanan say it's a joke. Ase Rabim Umavali Mechitzta. The Rabbim have come and they have nullified the virtual world that you have created with your Tzuras of Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. If in halacha it's called a wall, it's a wall. The halacha is stronger than the reality of people walking and trespassing and walking over this boundary. So they walk over the boundary. So what, they do whatever they want. Is this called a wall? Yes or no? It's a wall. You have made a Tzuras HaPesach. It's a halachic wall. So you have four walls. You're okay. Who cares that people come and they ignore the virtual reality and they make believe it doesn't exist and they trespass? It doesn't make a difference. So the law Yossi Rabbim Vali Mechitza, the Lidei Bavadim and Atara Sagi, so that's the tremendous, as according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if you have a real bona fide Rishus HaRabim, even if you had 600,000 people walking down the street every single day, so what? You can make a Tzuras HaPesach. Amazing. And you know who says this? The Rambam says, this is the Iker. Viloy nishar lanu kim isud rabbanan the gam. Well, what's the problem? The rabban, the gam, the rabbi, the yesh, the gam, the rabbi Eliezer, viloy the losois. Even Rabbi Eliezer, according to the way the Rambam and Rabbi Elazar, holds that when it comes to rishus harabim, he also holds that midr rabbanan you require doors, but you don't require doors menatoyra. You only require doors midr rabbanan. Uchdimuch miramam uveze efshe biyesh lusmach adaya de'ein rishus harabim ela b'shishim riboy v'loy havi ela karmelis ulach isagi b'tzur sapesach. So what we're doing over here, it's fascinating what the Berelach is doing. This is amazing. What he's doing is he's coming to Bimyashev the Minog. Again, the words of the Mechaber we learned, of the Mishnah Berurah we learned yesterday, those very powerful words of Ein Limchois La'achedim Hanoigim L'Hakil Aidei Tzuras. Don't protest. If you see out there in the world people in the carry on Shabbos in the metropolitan area with an Erev, don't make a Machlaikis. Shekein Nohagu Me'oilam Alpi Das HaPoskim HaMekilim Bazeh. This is from time immemorial to be leaning to make a Eruvim, even though it doesn't make any sense. Even though if you go up and say, yes, you go to a doctor, and you tell the doctor you want to do, you need surgery, you have different methods, you can do it like this, so they do it in third world country, so they do it in a civilized country, what do you want to do? 90% of the people tell you, if you do this, it's a spukuch nefesh, the person's going to die. So we take the 10%, we go for the risk. We go, don't ask questions, this is the way it is, this is what Mishnah Berurah says. So here in the Ber Halacha, he tells us why it's okay. Why is it okay? We're combining two leniencies. Number one, this is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you could make a tzuras of minatoyra loy osei rabin umavale mechitzta. Minatoyra, you can make a tzuras of pesach in a rishus harabim de'oraisa. However, there's a problem with just relying upon Rabbi Eliezer alone. If we just rely on Eliezer, we'll be, oh, Rabbi Eliezer. We feel like Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Eliezer himself admits that midrabbanon you require doors. You, Tzuras HaPesach is done. But it's only midrabbanan. This is a very important point. There's a disagreement between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer in a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. On a D'Oraisa level, what is required? Rabbanan say on a D'Oraisa level, you need doors. That's Rabbanan. Rabbanan, you need doors. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, on a D'Oraisa level, Tzuras HaPesach is enough. Lo yosei Ram Vali Mechitzta. However, I agree to you, Rabbanon, and mid Rabbanon, you should put up doors. So even Rabbi Lezer is problematic, Bizman Hazeh. However, since there's another machloikis, what is called Bizman Hazeh, Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, do you need to have 600,000 people? And since, generally speaking, we don't have that, you don't have a situation of Shishim Ribu, so you know it's not called a Rishus HaRabim. So Halacha L'Mayis to Chavetz Chaim says we combine both, each one alone would not be enough. If you just want to rely upon the issue, the machlokes, the issue, is bizman hazeh, is it called the rishus ram deraisa or the rabbanon? You would have to be machmir, and you would have to say that bizman hazeh, every street outside in the world is called the rishus ram deraisa. If you would just focus on halacha, machlokes, rebbeinu and the chamim, you have a rishus ram, you need doors. Everyone agrees you have to have doors, because even Rebbe Lez that says that midraisa you don't need doors, holds midrabbanon you do need doors. But when we take both of them together, then we can be lenient. together we can combine the two, that since the possibility that Bezman Hazeh really it's not a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, because we require Shishim Ribon, we don't have that. And since even Rabbi Eliezer agrees at Midat Torah, when you have a real Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, you don't need doors, the Tzuras HaPesach is enough. We combine both of these things together, magic, it's enough to put up Bezman Hazeh outside in our modern day streets, to put up a Tzuras HaPesach. It's fascinating, Yisod. How each one alone will not be enough, but together it's going to work.
And it's very interesting. In this shul, when they were building the Flatbush, or erecting the Flatbush Erev, Rabbi Greenberg didn't want to participate. But he was very careful to say not to denigrate people who did use the Erev. And he didn't object even that they brought their baby carriages and parked them here in the hall. And now I realize that this is really just what the Mishnah Berurah is saying.
Correct. It's a very complicated. Erev is very, very complicated. Someone told me Rav Moshe. If you study Rav Moshe's svarim, Rav Moshe was very machmir when it came to Hilchas Shabbos. Rav Moshe is from the biggest mekilim in almost all areas of halacha. I don't want to say that's correct, but someone presented me. He said if you study Rav Moshe, his Shabbos by him was very different. And he claims, because when he came to America, before the war, he came from Russia, he saw in America Shabbos was... I'm just repeating what someone told me, and a lot of things he's saying make sense, fit into place. He saw that in America, I don't know what it was, in the 30s, the 20s, whatever, when he came to America, there was nothing. It was a churban. And he went to like an extreme, so to speak, that if there's not going to be Shabbos, there's not going to be Yiddishkeit. And Shabbos, there has to be... You have to be machmir. And that approach, you see in Pesukei Halacha, he's very machmir with regard to Hilchos Shabbos. And one of the most basic halachos of Shabbos is Hilchos Erevin. Okay, but that's another issue. Erevin is an explosive issue. Everyone gets blown up in, so let's just discuss it theoretically. But this is an amazing, amazing Ber Halacha, how he combines these two ideas together. Each one alone would not be enough. You have what is called a Rishus Haram Deraisa. It's a very big leniency to say that you need to have 600,000 people to be called a Rishus Haram Deraisa. You need to have 10 people as a Rishus Haram Deraisa. Period. It's a leniency. Another thing, if you do have a Rishus Haramim Deraisa, let's say you do have a Rishus, how do you rectify it? There's a Machlokes. The Rabbanan said you need Delosos. Rabbi Eliezer says, min ha-Torah, it's enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach. But mid-Rabbanon, you should have the losos. If you would acknowledge that we have today, you have a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, you need to have the losos. If you would just focus on Bezman Hazeh, do we have a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa? Not, you would have to say that we have a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. But being that there's a kula here and a kula here, we can take the two together and we can say that Bezman Hazeh, we don't have a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, so we can just use the losos, because really, in the back of our mind, we'll be stoimech on the din deraisa of Rabbi Eliezer, that even in a real the Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, a Tzuras HaPesach is enough. Fascinating. And that's what the Be'er Halacha is telling us. And this, again, ties very importantly into those few words that he says over here on the Mishnah Berurah of Shekei nohagu me'oyim. I know I said this 10 times, but it's so powerful. These words, it's a pella, the leniencies, but that's the way it is. And don't make a macha. But if you want to be machmir, don't ridicule people that are machmir in the law. Everyone should have respect for the other person in this area, because everyone has very heavy ropes to hang themselves on. Okay. Let's just finish up over here the Be'er Halacha. This is not a paved path. What I'm telling you, these principles that I'm telling you of combining these two leniencies, not so simple to do this. Most poskim hold there's no such thing minatoyra relying on a tzuras haPesach for a shus haram deraisa. The beloy delosos nulos yeshchiv chatos. They disagree. They hold that there's no such thing. You have to have we pass not like Rabbi Eliezer. You pass like Rabbi Yochanan. You have to have doors finished. And the Gam Kula Zol, the second leniency that I told you going back, that Bisman Hazel, we don't have a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. You need to have 600,000 people passing through on a single day in one street. That's also a very, very great leniency, which is not to be learned. The Gam Kula Zol, the Ein Rosh Hashanah B'Losh Shemibo, Rosh Hashanah D'Harbe Rishon and Pligya Law, they disagree with Yalkain after Ein Limchois Piyato, Oilam Shanagul Hakel. You should not protest against the person that is leaning and makes an Erev in such a situation. Aval bal nefesh yachmir le'atzmo. A bal nefesh should be strict for himself. Ki yesh bezeh gurur d'chiv v'chatas. We're dealing over here with serious business. Karban chatas, which refers to a chiv misa. V'chein kasa b'sefer b'smer ayin sham. Now, I notice there's a number 8 over here. Maybe let's just read this. Take a risk. I didn't prepare this, but let's just read this together. See what it says over here. Number 8. Number 8 on the left side. V'das ha'chazoynish. So the Chazanish is lenient. The Chazanish holds like Rabbi Eliezer, loyal siravim, shkeni das shel apoiskim. The nechlak al haber halacha sheposak shil charam bevatlas amachitzos oid kasav degam imos hashosh machitzos shoymed bohem meruba machitza harei zem mutar berak to the pesach mevatelas al yidei hilo charam lefi sheina chashuva kishem dal machitza filo das haramba. Okay, so he goes into other issues, which I'm not prepared. But this is an issue. And by the way, one other thing I wanted to point out to you is that another pella is that we're really contradicting ourselves, because the whole reason why we're lenient, like what the Be'er Halacha says, goes back to what I said in the beginning, is because we're some chad Rabbi Eliezer. Who is the one that tells us to pass things like Rabbi Eliezer? Whenever you have a minority opinion in the Gemara, we don't take a minority opinion serious unless one of the Rishonim paskins like the minority opinion. In this case, we're in luck, because who passes like the minority opinion? The Rambam. The Rambam says, halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, min ha-Torah, if you have shown me a Rishus Haram deraisa according to any opinion, you don't need to have min ha-Torah doors. All you need to have is a Tzuras HaPesach. Lo yosiram vali mechitza. But you do need at least to have a midrabana. Okay, so we, Bizman HaZeh, basically, the Mishnah Be'er Halacha says, we make use of the Rambam that says Rabbi Eliezer is okay, he's in business. Problem is, with the Rambam, when it comes to the laws of Tzuras HaPesach, says you cannot have a Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides. That's absolutely forbidden. A Tzuras HaPesach is only good, max, two sides. You have to have at least, because you have to have Oymed Merubeh. Who holds that you can have a Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides? All of the other Rishonim, but not the Rambam. So we're being even more lenient. We're making use of three leniencies. We're making use of the leniency that it's not called the Rosh Hashanah. We're taking advantage of the Rambam. We're passing like Rabbi Eliezer, because the Rambam says here, Rabbi Eliezer is an Iker, that you don't need to have a Tzuras HaPesach. You don't need to have Dilosos. And then also, we're going to have a Tzuras on all four sides. So we have a concoction, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, to Michael to come up with a solution for all of our problems. Okay, but that's how it is. I'm not for the machnim, so don't get me wrong. I'm not coming to protest. I'm always looking for a kula. Seriously. So don't. I'm not coming to criticize anyone. Okay, let's go to Sif Gimel. Now we begin some other halachas, other related halachas. We'll try to go through these real quickly, because these are not all these things are negiyah mashmach lamaisa. At least on the surface. Mavoi okoim kimin doles. I never understood that. We always say dalid. How do you say the fourth letter of the alphabet? Dalid, right? Dalid.
Dalid.
Dalid with the dal at the end?
No, no, it's always
dalit with a tough at the end.
Tough.
Dalit. Dalit. Okay, it's always worse. So that's what it's always written like this. Dalid. Delis.
Gimel dalid. I have thought with a.
Yeah, I also
Dalit.
You
see,
Dalit.
You de-emphasize the second syllable.
Okay, that's how it's always spelled. Doles. Over here they have nikudus. The doles with a komatz and a segel. Dole with a yud. I don't know what the yud is doing. I don't know. Don't ask me. But it says here that we call it a dalit. Okay, a dalit. I don't even know how to pronounce it. But here it says doles. And you see the picture on the right side. We discussed this yesterday very briefly. We have here a mavli, it's akum. So the solution, basically, the requirement is you have to have in the center a tzura sapesach. Because the yisod is, it's mefulish. This is a mavi mafulash. It opens on two ends. Both ends, and it's not closed. It's not closed because it goes in from one Rishus Harabim to the other Rishus Harabim. And two mavuis. So the Chazal said, you want to rectify this type of situation, you must have a tsuras HaPesach in the center. We're still lenient. Don't get me wrong. There's a very great leniency in this situation that the open walls can be rectified with a lechi or a koira. If this was a chotzer, you would be required to rectify it with a double lechi or a lechi that's four tzfachim wide, a very wide lechi. We're very lenient. You only need to have a lechi that's four tzfachim wide. If it's sufficient to have a lechi that is just one lechi or a koira at each end and have a tzuras haPesach in the center, and that's what it says here in Simagim Mavish Akum Kimendelas Dalit Dina Kiilu Hoya Mefulush Beak Mimus. It's like it's Mefulush at its middle, the part where it bends. Vitzach tzuras haPesach Beak Mimuso, and you need to have a tzuras haPesach where it bends. And we learned yesterday the simple case. What was the simple case? When you have a mavui that's Mefulush. What's Mefulush? There's no bend. Over here it opens up to a Rishus Rabim, and here it opens to a Rishus Rabim, and it goes straight. And there's there, what was the tikkun? You have him on one side a Tzuras HaPesach, and the other side a Lechi or a Koira. Here in this case, it has a bend. So we view the bend to be where as if it was open to the Rishus Rabim, and that bend requires a Tzuras HaPesach, but the two other ends only require a Lechi or a Koira. Or tzuras haPesach, if you want, you can make a tzuras haPesach b'chol echad mishnei rishav. Or if you want, you can make a tzuras haPesach to each end. V'lechi oikara be'ak mimus, and a lechi oikara in the center. The im also kemin ches. Let's say you have a situation where it's a ches, like you see in the picture page 14 on the right side. Picture 14, you have a ches, so you have now two mavos, so now you're in a lot of trouble. The mosik kemin ches, sarich tzuras haPesach b'shnei ak mi musav, the lechi oikara b'shnei rashav, and a lechi oikara or oikara at its ends, like you see clearly illustrated on the right side. Now, in this case, it did not give you interesting questions. The Mishnah Berurah discusses why don't you have an option in this case of making a tzuras haPesach at the openings of the Rishus Harabim and in the corners where they bend to put a lechi or a koira. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Lechi koira be'ak mimus. First, he told us, why do you have to have anything in the center? He's asking a very simple question. Why do you have to have something in the center? Why can't you just have a tikkun at both ends and nothing in the center? So he explains, the answer is, the cave on the hapilush shebeemsa nira mishnei atzadim tsarich lesosmo, since the pilush in the center is seen from two sides, tsarich lesosmo shlo yeroheh loy mitzad ze v'loy mitzad ze. Because now you have to close it. And one more time, Vieshlam, the cave on the apilush shebeemsa, the pilush in the center, nearer mishnei at stadim, tsaruch lesosmo shelo yeiroe loy mitzad ze, veloy mitzad ze. Vinei mevo shelonu sheishlam din chatzeres kmevo leel b'simin shin samachim lakein das kachorinim daf im akumos abufloshos mishnei at stadim lerushus ram deinim suruch shantigun back in imusam kemoishu kasavnu leel. So the reason why this is problematic is because you can see both ends in the center. I'm not really clear what that means. I'm not sure what that means. So no, let's leave it. Okay, I'm not sure what it means. Okay, let's go to Dalet. Let's go further. Seif Dalet. Mevos ha-pesuchim eilu le-eilu ve-einu ikum shal echad mehem doite le-reshus harabim. You have mevos, which are open one to the other, and the ikum of one does not go into the Rishus Harabim. Kevam shepsichas hamavi hachitzen l'Rishus Harabim, harei oso mavi shepasuach elav beak mimusu choshev kepasuach l'Rishus Harabim, v'chein mavi hapasuach l'oso mavi v'chein kulam. One more time, Dalet. Mavos habsuchim ebele. We have over here a whole network of mavos. They don't show you here the picture of this situation. But basically, we have one mavoi that leads into another mavoi. For example, let's say over here, here's a mavoi. And then here is another mavoi. And then here is another mavoi. And then here is the mavoi which opens into the Rishus HaRabim. So we have this mavoi opens to the Rishus HaRabim, and this mavoi opens to the Rishus HaRabim, but these mavos do not. They just open one to another. But none of these open into the Rishus HaRabim. We have four mavos. Mavoi number one, mavoi number four, and in the middle you have number two and three. One opens into two. Again, there's an angle, so it's not one continuous mavoi, it's a separate mavoi. And two opens into three, and three opens into four, and one and four open into the Rishus HaRabim. What that's the case of here in Tzif Dal. Let's see. Mavos habusukos elu elu ve'elu ikum shal echa mechem notel Rishus. None of the openings open into the Rishus HaRabim. Kevan shepsichas hamavoi hachitzam l'Rishus HaRabim. Since the very end of the outer mavi opens into the Rishus HaRabim, Hari also mavi shebasuach elav yak beak mi muso choshev kipasuach l'Rishus HaRabim. So we consider this one open to the Rishus HaRabim as well, and it requires a tikkun. V'chein mavi abasuach l'osu mavi v'chein kulam. Each one of these mavos requires its own separate rectification. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Yudalit. Habsuchim elu leilu rotzulaymar after din mavoi alkam hu b'shnei mavos she'irishoshoshem psuchos le'irishosram daf. Even though the simple case of mavoi of akimus is where each mavoi opens up at the end to a rishosarabim lav dafka. The same halacha applies even if we have a network of mavos that open one to the other, and the two ends of the mavos in the center themselves do not open into the rishosarabim. It doesn't matter. Each mavoi will require its own separate tikkun because each mavoi ultimately leads into a Rishus HaRabim when you go through its adjacent mavoi. The kon yesh harbe mavos kitanim shenichnosos elu bo elu the elu bo elu the ein bohem pilush the Rishus HaRabim. We have a network. One leads to another, and they keep on going from one to the next. Even though the ends of each mavi in the center does not directly open into the Rishus HaRabim, but being that when you continue going through this tunnel of mavos to ultimately find your way out into the Rishus HaRabim, afilu hachi kevan shekatzei mavi yachman besuch le Rishus HaRabim chen tchilas mavi rishon chashuvos kulon kimifu lashin v'tzorich tikon b'chol ak mumis shel kol echod mehen. And therefore each mavi requires a tikon of a tzuras ha-pesach at each break point. So again, here is a simple case. A case of our illustration over here. We have four mavos. One, two, three, four. Number one opens up into the Rishus HaRabim, and number four opens up into the Rishus HaRabim. Number two and number three do not directly open into the Rishus HaRabim. They open to each other, and they open to one, they open to number four. Even though each one itself, you would think, number one, now certainly number one, number four require a tikkun because they open into the Rishus HaRabim. But you would think number two, number three do not require anything because what's the problem? I'm not opening up into the Rishus HaRabim, and where I open to is protected with it open, it doesn't matter. Chazal says, since ultimately if you keep on following this open area, you'll end up in the street, we consider each mavi to be distinct, as if virtually it opens up to the Rishus HaRabim, and each one requires a tikkun, a rectification at its bend. So what would you do in this case? At the end over here, you would put a lechi or a koira. At this end, you would put a lechi or a koira. And here, you need to put a tzuras ha-pesach, and here a tzuras ha-pesach, and here a tzuras ha-pesach. You'd require to put three sets of tzuras ha-pesachs for each of the bends, and the tikkun lechi or koira at the opening where it goes into the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, that concludes Simin Dalet. Okay, up to Hey, we'll leave this Simin Toshem for tomorrow.